Ownership of real property. Traditionally, ownership of real property is described as a bundle of legal rights. In other words, a purchaser of real estate actually buys the rights of ownership held by the seller. These rights include the rights of 1. Possession 2. Control 3. Enjoyment 4. Exclusion 5. Disposition. The concept of a bundle of rights comes from Old English law. In the Middle Ages, a seller transferred property by giving the purchaser a handful of earth or a bundle of bound sticks from a tree on the property, symbolizing the whole property. The purchaser, who accepted the bundle in a ceremony, became the owner of the tree producing the sticks and the land to which the tree was attached. Because the rights of ownership can be separated and individually transferred, the sticks became symbolic of those rights. Personal property. Personal property is movable. Items of personal property, also referred to as chattels, include such tangibles as chairs, tables, clothing, money, bonds, and bank accounts. Manufactured housing versus mobile homes. Manufactured housing, now normally permanently attached to a concrete pad or foundation and is taxed as real estate. Mobile homes, designed to be moved. Not permanently attached to the land and are taxed as personal property. Plants. Trees and crops generally fall into one of two classes. 1. Fructus naturales, real estate, trees, perennial shrubbery, and grasses that do not require annual cultivation are considered real estate. They attach to the land. 2. Fructus industriales, implements or personal property, annually cultivated crops such as wheat, corn, vegetables, and fruit are generally considered personal property. As long as an annual crop is growing, it will stay with the real property unless other provisions are made in the sales contract. Conversion is the general name for converting real property into personal property or personal property into real property. Severance is the operation whereby real property is converted to personal property. Cutting down a tree and converting it into boards, tearing down a barn and converting it into a stack of boards. Annexation is the operation whereby personal property is converted into real property. For example, a landowner buys cement, stones, and sand, mixes them into concrete, and constructs a sidewalk across her land. This landowner has effectively converted personal property into a real property. Fixtures. A fixture is a personal property that has been so affixed to land or a building that, by law, it becomes part of the real property. Examples of fixtures are heating systems, elevator equipment in high-rise buildings, radiators, kitchen cabinets, attached bookcases, light fixtures, and plumbing fixtures. Almost any item that has been added as a permanent part of a building is considered a fixture. During the course of time, the same materials may be both real and personal property, depending on their use and location. Legal tests of a fixture. The overall test that is used in determining whether an item is a fixture or personal property is a question of intent, in most cases. 1. Method of attachment. How permanent is the method of attachment? Can the item be removed without causing damage to the surrounding property? 2. Adaptation to real estate. Is the item being used as real property or personal property? 3. Agreement between the parties. The most important method of determining a fixture, usually spelled out in the sales contract concerning what goes and what stays. Have the parties agreed in writing on whether the item is real or personal property? What does the contract say? At the time a property is listed, the seller and real estate agent should discuss which items will be included in the sale. Any item that the seller does not want to be included in the sale should be replaced prior to public viewing. The written sales contract between the buyer and the seller should list articles which the buyer and seller agree can be moved and articles which the buyer and seller agree are to remain with the property, to eliminate any doubt as to whether they are personal property or fixtures. Trade fixtures. A trade fixture is defined as personal property of a business owner that, when attached to a rented space or building, remains personal property. Some examples of trade fixtures are bowling alleys, store shelves, bars, and restaurant equipment. Some additional considerations relating to trade fixtures are: 1. Trade fixtures must be removed on or before the last day the property is rented. 2. The tenant is responsible for any damage caused by the removal of a trade fixture. 3. Trade fixtures that are not removed become the real property of the landlord. Characteristics of real estate economic characteristics scarcity. We usually do not consider land a rare commodity, but only a quarter of the earth's surface is dry land, the rest is water. The total available supply of land is not limitless. While a considerable amount of land remains unused or uninhabited, the supply in a given location is generally considered to be limited. Improvements. Building an improvement on one parcel of land can affect the land's value and use as well as that of neighboring tracts and whole communities. For example, constructing a new shopping center or selecting a nuclear power site or toxic waste dump can dramatically shift land values in a large area. Permanence of investment. The capital and labor used to build an improvement represent a large, fixed investment. Although even a well-built structure can be raised to make way for a newer building, improvements such as drainage, electricity, water, and sewage systems often remain. The return on such investments tends to be long-term and relatively stable. Location. This economic characteristic, sometimes called area preference or situs, does not directly refer to a geographic location, but rather to people's preferences for given areas. It is the unique quality of these preferences that results in different values for similar units. Preferential location is the most important economic characteristic of land. Physical characteristics immobility. The geographic location of any given parcel of land can never be changed. It is fixed or immobile. Some of the substances of land are removable, and that topography may shift. Indestructibility. Land also is indestructible. Because land is indestructible, land does not depreciate. Man-made improvements on land depreciate and can become obsolete, which may dramatically reduce the land's value. This gradual depreciation should not be confused with the knowledge that the economic desirability, therefore the value of a given location, can change. Uniqueness. No two parcels of land are ever exactly the same. Although they may be very similar, all parcels differ geographically because each parcel has its own location. An individual parcel has no substitute because each is unique. The uniqueness of land also is referred to as non-homogeneity.